Well, hope everybody had a great summer. I did. And, you know, as I left last time, I talked to you about, you know, you guys going to the Bahamas and different places. And I was so excited about that vacation spot, Tampa Bay, Tampa, Florida, unloading boxes. So we got all that done. I know y'all are probably pretty concerned about that. Our football team, I didn't have to wake up this morning with an alarm clock, anything like that. Most of the time I don't, though. But, of course, it's pretty special to finally get this day here. To see the players coming in last night, you know, checking in to the hotel. And you know, hadn't seen most of them in a few weeks, in a long period of time, really. But just to see the excitement on their faces. These 6-7 months have gone by pretty quick. Of a lot of changes, you know, a different look to our football team. I'm getting a chance to work with them a little bit on the practice field through the all season workouts, but all of that was geared towards getting to this spot. As we left, I asked the players to make a commitment. You know, we can get a lot better doing this break. Starting off with, you know, all of us losing weight, getting down. We want to be a faster team, leaner team. And the early reports say the guys did a great job with that, to put ourselves in position to take the practice field tomorrow. So excited about going out there with them. We have training camp battles coming up for roster spots, for starting spots. But for us, as much as anything, to continue our evaluation of our players. Feel like we're going to be a good football team. I know the fans, I've gotten so much, response from them about what they're expecting from their football team. And that's what we plan on giving them, a team that shows up, you know, each day, you know, each week, giving great effort, playing hard, and making Raymond James be a place that teams afraid, you know, and they talk that week about coming here because it's so hard to play. So anyway, that's where we are. Training camp's here. I haven't had a chance to be a part of a training camp that's right at, you know, your facility for a while. It's good to see it set up out here. And we want our fans to have a chance to see their team. Guys will be accessible for them. Get up close and personal. For you, I hope you get a chance to know our players a little bit better. We're going to try to make your job easy to let our fans see their football team. I'll take your question.
Tubby, what's your opening training camp message to the players?
You know, and I know you and I guess players, and, you know, you want something, okay, this is what it's about, this training camp. But for me, I'm kind of the same every year. It's kind of the same message, really, every year. I talked in all season about just, you know, the man in the mirror. You know, I'm a big Michael Jackson fan. Man in the mirror, you know, would say, as everybody, you know, take care of yourself. Spend all your time, you know, with you and improving yourself. But I'm gonna talk to our team. 2 o'clock is our first really football meeting we'll have, even though we had another meeting earlier. It's just about, you know, having a career year. No matter how you play so far, we need all of us to have the best year that we've had, and it starts out there. It's not a magic pill. It's just hard work, going to work from today on, and that's what we plan on doing.
I know coaches like to limit distractions. I know it's only been a few hours since camp's open, but this team seems to be distraction-free, no quarterback controversy. Do you see it that way as well? It's just about football now?
Yeah, it's definitely just about football. You know, we have a new staff coming in, and we – you know, as coaches have said, we're starting from scratch. Show us that you belong on the field. You belong as a starter force. And I think along the way, everything we've said, you know, has come true as far as our evaluation of them. So, and as a you know, football team, you know, as a coach, yes, you want it to be about football. And I feel like that's what it will be about.
What's the status of your players in terms of who's going to be able to participate when you hit the practice field? Is there anybody that might be limited, maybe not be quite ready just yet? And specifically Carl Nix, if you know.
Well, we had, you know, Carl, Deshaun, Mark, Barron. We had a few guys that missed all of the offseason, really. Two of the players, Mark Barron and Deshaun Golson, will be out on the football field tomorrow. Carl Nix has been excused right now for personal reasons, so we haven't seen Carl yet. I think the rest of the guys should be good to go. When players come back from an injury, it's not like we're going to – well, first off, you know, the first couple of days where you can't, you know, be in pads, so we'll run around in our underwear a little bit longer. But, you know, eventually, of course, you want to see the guys out there. We'll take our time to get them back into the mix.
How long do you think he'll be away for these personal reasons?
He's been excused today, right now, for them. And that's about all. And that's about all I, you know, really know. He won't be here today. We'll be able to let you know a little bit more later.
Anybody not here, that's not excused.
No, that's the only one. We know where everyone is. Like I said, I waited for the last guy to show up last night, and everybody checked in, got a great night's sleep, and they're here today.
How much is unknown, Lovey? I mean, you've had some chances to work with these guys, but until you really get in and this is the stretch where you can put all the pieces together, what is there a percentage, I mean, that you go into this camp not knowing exactly what you have?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of unknown. I mean, all we know right now is what we look like without pads. We know, you know, we've had meetings. We know about all the things we've done, and that's meetings and what you can do, you know, one more time without pads. But we have to see, it's a contact sport. We need to see them, you know, with it. I mean, it's Tampa. You know, from what I've seen this summer, I mean, we play in the elements here too, you know. So there is a lot that we have to find out, you know, about our football team still.
Did y'all have your conditioning test this morning, Coach? And if you did, can you give us some results and maybe even what that test entailed?
Pretty personal questions you're asking there. Some things, of course, we'll keep amongst ourselves, but that term conditioning tests, I've never been one for big conditioning tests. I feel like we have our players here. They've been going on through the program that we've had throughout, and instead of us getting their muscles sore, we want them the first time we see them to be out there really out on the football field. So conditioning test-wise, it wasn't much. And there really wasn't a conditioning test per se.
Well, there was a pretty good gap of 6 weeks in there with the new collective bargaining agreement where guys, you know, the last time you got to work with them was, you know, was back in June. A lot of guys, you know, elected to work out on their own privately. I mean, does that say a lot about this group of guys you have here that, you know, they kept it going?
Talking about privately here?
In Tampa or wherever.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. But I expected that. And believe me, in order for us to have the type of football team that we expect, there has to be a lot of self-motivation like that. And as we left, you know, with that break, I think the guys use it as an opportunity to really get better. You know, coaches can only do so much, but I think guys, I mean, we're 4-12. They're tired of that, and they'll do whatever it takes really to take this next step.
Time off, your year off, you said, this is when you first got here, you said that you really took the year off to examine everything, the way that you've done things as a coach, you know, everything from camps and things like that, and you wanted to make some changes. Were there any of those changes that you thought about that you actually implemented for this camp?
Well, when I say there are a few things, most of the things I found out about what we've done I really like, and training camp on how we do training camp, amount of contact, how long we're on the field, what we do drill-wise, not much of that will change based on what I know and what I believe in still. So we'll have contact. We're not going to scrimmage every day. And first you have to just kind of establish what you have training camp for and what you're trying to get accomplished, goals. And that's for us, number one, to find the best 53 guys and really 61 with 8 practice squad guys. And just let the competition kind of play out. But as you come to our camp, there's not a whole lot of secrets. All 32 teams, for the most part, would be doing basically the same things. We just have different guys doing it.
What's the toughest part about it, Lovey? Because when you look at the amount of work you have, and really it's a very short preseason with camp and the games, is that the hardest, trying to decide who's going to make this team and who's not?
No, I don't think so. Oh, I definitely think there's enough evaluation for it. And, you know, after a couple of days in pads, we will know an awful lot. As a general rule, you just look as a, you know, as a football staff, you have four preseason games. But normally, you know, the third preseason game, we will have a game week routine going into that third preseason game. After that, we should know. The final preseason game, we'll play, you know, some of the players that we're maybe not quite sure about. But that's plenty of time. The 2 weeks, I feel like, that, you know, of course, before the, you know, the Jacksonville game, we can get some good work done, but we'll know them. That's enough time.
Coach, with Nick's and the excused absence, is this something that was anticipated, and how much does it concern you?
It doesn't concern me. It's part of training camp, part of life. During the course of the year, you're going to have guys that have some things that come up where they can't be here. But what you can't do is just concentrate on that a whole lot. And everything's fine. We'll be okay with it. Just too many other things we have going on with the rest of our crew, the guys that are here right now.
You've been to a lot of training camps as a head coach. Talk about your emotions today. This is different. This is Tampa. And talk about how you feel about it emotionally.
Well, just excitement. I know I'm not jumping up with pom-poms right now, but believe me, I've seen this, you know, day for a long time. We have. There's a lot of us excited by getting out there on the football field. A lot of new faces, you know, that haven't actually gone through a training camp here. You know, for me, of course, in a while, but for some of the players, ever. And you're anxious to see exactly what we have, you know, as a football team. There were so many things that we liked from what we did in all season work, but now seeing the team come together, and as players start working out, you know, pretty soon you're in front of, you know, a bigger audience. So it's time. It's definitely a sense of urgency, which you like. So, and for me, we just want, and as a coaching staff, we want a competitive camp, and just let the guys tell us exactly where they belong. In the end, I don't think the decisions are really that hard as far as who you start, who makes the ball club. It'll be obvious to all.
How much is Carl being out, considering the offensive line is a serious position battle area, with him being out, does it delay and throw off your judgment of the position battle?
Not at all. This is how I look at it in general. When a player is injured, he doesn't practice. We're going to have that throughout. You know, so you just move on. It's a chance to see other guys. So it's always about who's there and who's available to work out. Again, Carl missed all of the offseason. Deshaun Golson, Mark Barron, they missed all of the offseason. And we got other players a lot better. So, you know, with 90 guys, there's a lot of players we have to evaluate. So.
It's been a decade since Josh McCown walked into a camp as a starting quarterback. How has he been different in this role than you've seen him in the past? And have you had to adapt? I mean, Jeff Tedford's first year offense, has he contributed to adapting, sort of tailoring some things he does well to that?
Decade, I hadn't quite looked at it like that, Rick. I just was thinking about that decade. That's a long time. It is different. And Josh should be the first guy to tell you, but it's kind of been, he's a little bit different. He's just not your average guy that we're talking about as far as that's concerned. And as far as, you know, the new office coming in, quarterback, Mike, linebacker, they have to be assistant coaches, and they have to be really involved in everything that we're doing. I think for Josh, he's just excited still, even though he has, you know, he's been playing for a long time. Like most rookies, he probably had that same rookie feeling right now, which you want. And whether it's, you know, I can't be truthful. I don't know exactly how many years I've been doing this. A lot now, and a lot of us. But it's that same. We should all have that same type of excitement. Guys like Josh have been doing it for a while. The rookie that's coming in.
You've said, you know, I know this isn't a 4-12 team. Between the guys who were here when you came here and the guys you've added, what's the ceiling for this team?
Well, Martin, we are a 4-12 team, though, and that's the first thing we have to acknowledge is this is where we're starting, and which we have, and that should give us a little bit more motivation. The ceiling for the team, I don't know. I mean, all I'm going to talk to them about, you know, back to the point about what, you know, what's the motto, what are you, what's the slogan? It's just daily improvement, and let's see how good. Let's not put a ceiling, you know. Let's see how good we can become and how soon we can become a really good football team. And it's just about the daily effort. To me, I'm really big on grading everything. And every play, there's a plus and minus. It's plus minus every play. And for our players to just grade themselves like that each play, I just think we can make – we like a player at every position, and that normally leads to good things happening.
Along those same lines, do you have a definition of what success this season would be, like a record or a goal, or what would success be?
No, by being a veteran, I kind of stay a veteran coach. I stay away from those rookie questions right there a little bit. Seriously, no. I mean, I don't know exactly what it'll, you know, goal wise, the same goal we're going to always have. From 4-12 to the goal is to go to Phoenix, it's Destination Phoenix. See, hey, we have things to do, as you can see right here. Destination Phoenix, of course, we want to win the Super Bowl. See, you know, I hear some snickers on that right there. But that's our plan from there. Goal-wise, we're going to talk about winning all of our games at Raymond James. We want to win the NFC South Division and then see where we can go from there. So what record it takes to do that, I don't know.
You doing all that this year?
What's that mean?
I said, are you doing all that this year?
No, I heard your question. I just
Coach, a couple former players, Derek Brooks being one of them, kind of cautioned fans recently to not expect this defense in the first year to be their defense or his defense. There's going to be some growing pains, some things they're going to have to go through to get to where they were when they were running your style of defense here in Tampa. Is that something that you feel some pressure to live up to? Or are you worried about any expectations or comparisons to the way things were when Tony was here and even when Monty was here through 2008?
No. There's a lot of questions you have in there. The pressure, it's there. But for us, you have to come in with high expectations. And as I talk about, you know, what our ultimate goal is, winning the Super Bowl, it's all a process. But for our players, we have to set that ceiling high right away. To me, it's just as simple as that, the pressure to do well and to be patient. Yeah, we're starting off as a 4-12 team. So judge us from there and see the improvement, and let's just kind of see where we go. To me, it's as simple as that. Players like Derek Brooks, Derek has been in the system. He knows, you know. Derek wasn't a Hall of Famer right away. In 1996, you know, Derek wasn't picked as a Hall of Famer then. They weren't talking about us as a great defense then, but things did come around fairly quick. And I just think that our starting spot right now is a little bit higher up. And again, we just don't feel like we're that far away, but it's going to take some time.
The process, Lovie, is this just a good chance too for your coaches to finally get long at your assistants, which, you know, have such an impact on these players, to bond and form relationships, and everybody gets a better idea of where what they want and what they need?
Yes, that's a part of it, and that's what we've been doing though too. I mean, we've, you know, in all season you spend a lot of time together. I think just the last part of it is just seeing how guys react at once you put the pads on. That's the only thing we haven't done together. Every day you're together, you get to know each other a little bit better and see, for all of us to see each other in certain situations. But that just comes, there's a process, with the process that you go through. And there's just no way, other way around it. For players coming in, training camp long, it's a long time before we play the game, and you have to go through the daily grind. And I think most real football players love that.
One of the most crowded positions, it seems to me, is the tight end position with Austin Seferian Jenkins coming in, and you got Brandon Myers and Tim Wright. Obviously, you can't play three tight ends too often in the game unless you move a guy around. If you haven't envisioned how those pieces can maybe...
Well, let me stop you there. That's not necessarily a fact there that you can't play three good tight ends together. They all do things differently, you know, as you look at it. You know, Brandon's more of a Y, line of scrimmage. Austin Seferian Jenkins is, you know, can do both. Tim is more of an H-back, so they really have different roles. And we would dress three tight ends each week, and all three would play, and be fun to kind of see where they all kind of end up. But they give us a lot of options, and not just them. I mean, Luke Stocker, throw him in there also.
What kind of environment are you expecting tomorrow, Lovie, with the fans coming out to watch you guys?
If it's anything like the response we've gotten, it should be, you know, hopefully an exciting place. The fans are excited to be here and see their team for the first time. But we're going to, of course, show up. Hopefully it's full. But for us, it's us on the practice field, and we've invited everyone to come. So hopefully people will want to see their team.
Anything else? Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.